Good evening. Good evening. Hey, there we go. Okay. Oh, an exciting evening ahead of us. Thank you so much for everyone that's turned up tonight. Before I start, I'm going to do my thank yous. And I saw Robin Scott hiding right up the back there. But Robin, please stand up. Please. Thank you, Robin Scott. Fabulous MCing yesterday. Janie Treasure, my right-hand person for the whole weekend and all the help she's been giving me. All the judges that have been absolutely fabulous and have had a wonderful time themselves. And a few new ones this year have said to me, wow, it's a lot harder than what I thought it would be. And it has been. We have had such a weekend of fabulous performances. And those of you who have been to the heats, I'm sure, would agree with me. And tonight, Gina LaCosta, Len Martin, Candy Royale, David Allen, Michael Beaumont Connop, David Ghostboy Stravinger, and Vicky M. Harvey, and Dr. Zam Scammera, I always get his name wrong, Scammera, there we go, are here to perform for you as the finalists. It's taken a bit to get here, and I'm sure they're all very eager to get this over and done with. Our judges, I'm going to introduce Janie Treasure, and she will just give you a little intro on our judges for tonight. And as you all know, the judges we had today hadn't seen anyone perform yesterday. These three judges are all clean skins, haven't watched anyone, have no idea about the performances they're about to see. So I'd like to welcome Janie Treasure to the little stage here to introduce our judges.
Well, welcome to the judges. It's a huge job for all the judges all the way through the performances on the weekend, and I know now they're really nervous. I had dinner with them, the pressure's building up on them. We've got three judges tonight. Our first judge is Michael Hannon. He lives in Nimbin. He's one of ours. He's a director of postgraduate studies at the School of Arts at Southern Cross Uni. He's himself a composer. He composes on the keyboards and he's a keyboard player. He's also a published poet. And he says he's a great gardener. Okay? His garden's beautiful. Nell Cook is a fiction writer. She's working on her second novel, and her first novel is Moving Down the Line. Anyone that's a writer knows how long these things take. Nell's going to get there. Keep your eye out. She's going to be famous. She's tutored in creative writing at Southern Cross Uni, published short stories, and she lives in a great garden that someone else does. Oh. Nell, thank you. And our third judge tonight is Biko, the fantastic winner of last year's Nimbin Performance Poetry World Cup. Thank you. As well as being a fantastic poet, she's also, as most of you know, a hot dancer and singer. She's also a published poet. Now, Biko, at long last, has her own home and is moving rocks and creating her own garden. Thanks, Biko. Thanks, three judges. Thank you.
Couple more thank yous I just thought of. Nimbin Oasis Cafe, Tina, who's on the door for me. Yes! Rainbow did fabulous yesterday. Jody's just taken over the Rainbow and was really bending over backwards to try and help us to get the venue in a better space, which I think worked with that new stage down on the lower area. And more to come for next year, I'm sure of that. She'll still be there. To all the performers, honestly, there were so many fabulous performers, as I said today many a time, gosh, to be a judge, whew, I'm glad I'm not there. There were so many fabulous performers, and to all of you, good luck, and I hope you'll be back next year. Now, the other thing I need to let you know is, because I've just seen us sitting there, Audience Choice Award was handed out this morning. If you missed out, stand up, Candy Royale. All the way from Sydney Town. Yeah. Now, Candy was here last year for her first performance, and I noted that she did take on, and this is available to all the performers, especially of today. More so today because the judges have a bit more time to write comments. And Candy took on what the judges said to her last year. I know that. And so it's worthwhile. And I'm glad you came back. Thank you. So I am not going to go on any longer because I know that there's a lot of eager performers out there. Gina LaCosta is our first performer.
I'd first like to acknowledge and pay my respect to the Widjibal people and the ancestors of this land. I have been here since the beginning. My bones remember the Big Bang, the tiny fragment of matter I first inhabited lies buried quietly in my soul. I can still curl into the geometric perfection of a shell, and warm tropical waters wash over my every sigh. The upstretch of my branches are always thanking the sun, offering up gifts of my drunken love. The great stretch of bone and feather over rock and sea carries me, and I cannot fall. Flight is my friend. My eyes pierce the darkness, smelling for blood of strangers, recognizing only friends. Realizing love knows no ends. I have watched the rise and fall of dynasties, tread the path of pilgrim, been beggar and unclean. I have planted many seeds of freedom, been thrown out of the garden, but I have returned to give birth again and again and again. I have watched the slaughter of our people and the desecration of our lands, but now the resurrection of many, many Christs who pay homage to the one in all gods and are preparing for centuries at the feet of divine love. The wind and rain are my familiars. I recognize every molecule of air I breathe. The fire dances its circles of eternity around me. I walk in the embrace of the omniscient unseen. I have been here forever, and I know where I am walking. I can taste the air. I can smell the garden. And as blood rushes through my heart like green sap, and sun-drenched mercy shines incandescent signs across the long stretches of dark night, courage gathers many friends. And together, we follow the good red road, and we keep walking. Through the long years of separation, we keep walking. Into the blasting open of our hearts, we keep walking. Into the kindness of a fire, we keep walking. Into close calls with impossible beauty, we keep walking. Even when the wide blue sky collides with you, keep walking. Keep walking until you find the garden. Until we are all home safely in the garden. Keep walking. The earth is a garden. Keep walking. I'll see you there. Go the garden. Go the garden. Stand in the center, still, in the eternal whirling of war and peace, feelings and failings. To hold back that great tsunami, becoming one with the sun, ever one with the song. Feeling space, feeling grace, colliding in ecstasy with yourself. Falling crazy in love with this moment. This dance, this clattering gamelan of life and death in which we are the stars, the jesters, the jilted lovers singing their agony in octaves that shatter our glass hearts. The wild calypso honeycup kings and queens glittering under a mirror-ball moon. The sleepwalkers sifting through the swamps of illusion, sifting clues from the clear light of dreams. And the long-suffering blessed infants suckling from the perpetual breast of mercy. Oh, sweet angel of mercy. And while Sister Mystery sits around the fire, swapping stories with the undressed guest, our old friend Death, we wait in the hush, feel the rush of the curtain slowly rising and revealing all their secrets in our next miraculous breath. For how else to hear your own freedom song pulsing in your blood, to feel the rumbling power of your ancestors marching through your bones, to let everything you have ever known roll out the red carpet as you saunter up to center stage and explode like a billion birthing stars, giving everything in your next dazzling disintegration. For who are you anyway? A speck of dust? A blinding light? A sometimes God in my eyes? It's all too insufficient and unsubstantiated. Not nearly as remarkable or as beautiful as what you are inside. What cannot be named, cannot be pinned like a specimen upon an empty page, numbered and slotted, tagged like an animal to slaughter, held hostage to some other's inadequate design. With every breath you are everything and nothing, the sum total of oblivion. The best thing on offer in this marketplace of dreams. And as life rushes towards you like winds towards the still point of a storm, to be empty is to be ready, to feast with spirit, to eat hungrily from the table, to drain the wine, to pick up the instrument and play whatever crazy tune comes your way, be it the ripped and ragged strains of another heartbroken violin sonata, the fearless beat of the passionate drums of peace, the syncopated rap and babble of a universe, whole universe, whole universe looking for home, any verse, in this relentless unraveling that needs you, because only you will hold them close enough. Only you will walk their pain. Only you will let them rest until they find the strength to send that old albatross of doubt squawking into the sunset forever. Because only you took the time out to remember love. Remember love. Remember love. Thank you. Woo!
Len Martin.
G'day. 2 years ago, a happy 69er. But now I'm old. The Bible says 70 os, but I think I wonder when. And then I think, she's right. 2 up from 69, and sex life quite divine. There's still movement at the station, because this cult from old regret has got away, and has ended up at Rainbow's End, here. In a childhood long since gone, a dream, a high familiar wall, a strange gate that wasn't there before. I open it and run into a garden, paradise, but scared run out, and lo, the gate is gone, forever, never to return. That sense of loss, it lingers still. And in that childhood, long since gone, I came upon a word. It conjured up a vision of a place of great fertility and peace, a place of beauty, tropic riches, steamy but serene, nirvana, never reached by me as man. But now, in second childhood, that lost gate returned, and I passed through and found the magic garden of my dream, that place of great fertility and peace. And yes, that word, oasis. Place of refuge in the desert of the world. For that is Nimbin, paradise, oasis in a troubled world. And here I found all that I need, my home and final resting place. And come the time, what's left of flesh can rest in earth up near the rocks, or ashed, be scattered there, whatever. I will feed the trees, and any spirit left can waft with my old mate, the Koori in the rock. Yes, me mate, the old fella. Oh, I see your thoughts, old fella. A you for what's it for, you know what, from foul old in. These old blokes not much left to do, said dirty thought. But no, you're wrong. Me mate's for real, and really old, and in good shape, considering everything. I chat with him most days, and ask him to approve the things I do. He don't say much, the silent type, just glowers. But I can understand. For many years I hadn't even noticed him, and then a mate, fresh down from Brizzy, asked me what I thought of him. I turned, and there he was. Unreal. A face. An old bloke in the rock. A Koori, there's no doubt. And old, perhaps a clever fella, frowning, with good reason, what he's seen. That's why I try to do him right and ask him to approve the things I do, and hope perhaps one day he'll crack a smile. There's plenty to smile about in Nimbin, particularly those belly dancers, the nomads. Now here is a polysyllabic litany to nomadicity. Oh, what corporeal synchronicity, such feminine rhythmicity, what bodily fluidity and flowing limb liquidity, what lascivious undulicity, lubricious athleticity, such pelvic gyrability and cervical flexibility, what torsal nomadicity, thoracic bounce, duplexity, abdominal rotatility and hip flickability. One poet, with a wicked smile, can flick a hippie kiss a country mile. Oh, how joyous to behold. So delicious and so bold. Such fertile creativity. Our nomads truly are the bellies of the bull. Oh, what wonderful words. There is a subtle beauty in a single word. The very shape of it. The sound it makes. The nuances of meaning. Meanings. Double, triple, ever-changing through the ages. Each word a living thing that pundits try in vain to chain to single spot. For words are athletes, effortlessly leaping to a different scene. Whence came this word adrifting down the ages? From ancient Rome, or Greece, or some Germanic tribe? Survivor from barbaric rites in savage woods? Each word chameleon of thought. For can one think without the word to name the image in the brain? How can I share that image in my brain with you without the word? That's why there is such beauty in a single word. The beauty of encapsulated thought. A take bludger! There's true blue encapsulated thought. Stunned mullet! What an image there! But for how flaming long? Course we're losing the lingo. Hey, cobbers! Yes, use jokers over there. Jeez, what a mob of drunkos. Real galas. Can't understand me, can you? Ah, stand the flaming crows. My bloody oath, it's true. The flurry language shooting through like a Bondi tram. Disappearing beyond the black stump. Gone back a burp. Past whoop whoop. There she goes, way out into the never never. With that Clancy of the overflow. And don't say she'll be right, mate. She'll be apples. Course she won't. I ask you, where are all the Bonza Sheilas that we used to know? The U-Butte blokes. Those mates we greet with, how you going, you old bastard? And who'd you ever call a pommy bastard these days, like you used to? Fair dinkum, mates, I tell you straight, we're dropping our cultural strides. The lingo's far lapping away so fast it'll rot your socks. Too right it will. This is a linguistic climate change, a bloody drought of Aussie words. What can I say but send it down, Huey, before it's too bloody late? I blame the bloody Yanks and the bloody drugs. We didn't have no bloody drugs when we were young. All we had was just another round. A booze and chunder, booze and chunder. Violence, violence. Bugger up your liver, bugger up your liver. Pour it down, pour it down. Just another bit of doggerel. Oh, I wish I could write real poetry, but I'm dogged by doggerel, crammed with cliche, alliteratively addicted, trite, no real bite, rhyme, no great reason, a wit that starts with T. Ah, spit. Where's the formal grace, the metaphor, the imagery, the tropes? Ah, the literary elusiveness, the references to ancient gods, the allegorical profundity of passion, anger, sorrow. A lifetime of requited love don't help. The narcissistic navel-gazing of the unrequited source of so much verse is not for me. Ah, I wish I could write real poetry. And all really great poets die young, so... but old poets never die. A poem a day keeps Alzheimer's away. Yes. A poem a day keeps Alzheimer's away. A poem a day...
Come along.
Oh, are we going to Nimbin, young lady?
I'd like to introduce to you Candy Royale. Up there. Up. Yeah. Anger resides within me, whilst peace resounds without. Danger denies me freedom, while sleep denies me pride. If you tear away this skin which holds me whole, the nether is seen forever to be a dream denied of rights. The lights go on, the lights go off, the trough it fills with piss. This man who cries inside at night, his fight is still my own. My home is my dirty face, my grace, my fists I clench. Release the teas of cum, the smell of one, the taste of tears. The tear that pleased the men for fees does naught but make me red. My head it pounds, my heart does too, 'cause I cannot see you. Who can see me? So little, but big. So tired, so wired. This higher gear I'm always in should be a mortal sin. If I should die alone and cold, then let the night envelop me. See my mind evaporate as states of madness do create the bait which draws my devil in. This thing we mortals know. If I sipped on blood, would this flood end? Or must I defend again? These thoughts which race, past time, past place, past skin, past race, past dizzy spells, the smell of sweat, the thump of feet, the stench of meat reeks off of me. It grows tenfold, I know, but here, watch me smile. The miles I travel unravel the lies, the ties that bound and gag. The fag which hangs from these lips, the fag which sucks on others' dicks. The tricks who pull me in with ease, and I'm the only sleaze. But please and thanks and spank me right are not my only words. These words are heard like cattle I kill, my will it spills, my gills do flap. I am the cat which when turned black does not invoke luck to evoke my spirits. The toke I takes me to a place where I will break the craxodin, the faxirin, the tax I pay with my own cunt. The blunt is this, as blunt as is. I freeze when hate's around. He looks at me, stares at me, and I can't even talk. I balk and walk, I turn my back and stack it in again. Who am I? Who am I? No. No. No, this girl unfurls and wonders what it's about. For if strife is me, and I am life, then I am both bride and wife. If strife is me, and I am life, then I am both bride and wife. If strife is me, and I am life, then I am both bride and wife. But if I punch you in the face, then I'm the disgrace. But what advice is grace, and what place is rage, if this age I'm in demands you bring things like hate? But how to placate this anger within? Simmering, it's in me,
in me. See, I burn not like a flame, but fire, and blame is easier than shame. Pain can be feigned, but mine is real. Like 8mm, my movie reel feels like it's never ending. Mums and daddies, kids and grannies, you haven't been to market till you've been to Candy's place. Trace your fingers over me, but my body's shoddy. 'Cause no temple is this, or this bliss, or this ability to frame words and pictures, verbs and lynches. But my knots are loose and my juices too. As soon as it rises, it hypnotizes. This blood that falls through fabricated walls, this war that erupts like seeping pores, this pus like piss, this kiss is laced with poison, whose base can be traced back, back, past anthrax, back, back, past eons of history. His story's not my glory, for I played no game. She drained me before my eyes could adjust, but it's just this game we play to keep emotions at bay, to say anything but truth. In this booth I'm stuck between insanity and sanity, threatening to take hold of me. When I close my eyes I see alien faces, but it's just a dissection of this race. It brings no peace, instead increased speed and mammoth weed. See why I bleed, for I need to cleanse, but my lens are foggy and I'm losing touch with reality. Banality takes hold, and before I know it I'm old, on my deathbed, holding my head, no tears to shed, 'cause the life I led fed the corporate sled, which I led of my own accord, wielding this verbal sword too late. And fate fates the easier word than destiny, 'cause she, he led me here, she, he let me bleed, she, he let me feed on wounds of dead thoughts, and brought the needle and thread to thread the needle instead. I'm the girl whose head is in swirls, whose hair curls, not because it should and would, but does 'cause it could, and does make no appearance except when they're kamikaze, freezing all disasters till they can occur. Sir, it's a blur, all a blur. Help me see past my identity, the one they gave me, 'cause until then, I'll never be free.
Getting ready. Okay, welcome, David Allen.
Old age, does it worry you? You better learn how to be the warrior. The warrior, that's right, learns, knows just when to fight. Old age, don't you doubt it. Nobody wants to talk about it, but you can't grow up without it. Old age is coming at you. Well, you may see an old man when you look at me, but in my bathroom mirror, I still look 23 to me. But if you think I'm dreaming, 'cause I'm really 68, take care what you believe in, 'cause you are what you create. And when I die, don't cry for me, 'cause I will know the answers to the mystery. I said, young guy to the old guy, you silly old fart, don't cry. There's nothing for you in the shock of the new, so just fuck off and die. Don't talk to me about love and shit, 'cause I don't cash my check. Love's no use in a battlefield when all you need is good sex. And if you want love, don't come to me, 'cause my love's tattooed on my knuckles, so don't fuck with me. Well, said the old guy to the young guy, you may take the piss, but you're spinning in a loop like a cockatoo, and there's a thing or two you missed. if you want to die a hero before you get too old, well, you better think real quick. And he grabs his stick and he knocks that young guy cold. And when you come to, don't look for me, because you're going to find me in your bathroom mirror when you're 63. Old age, does it worry you? You better learn how to be the warrior. The warrior, that's right, who knows just when to fight. Old age, don't you doubt it. Nobody want to talk about it. But you can't grow up without it. Old age is coming for you. Oh, my mother, dear mother, in your green clothes, I love you so much. I walk endlessly down those brown paths to the roads, where the wheels, they spin endlessly, making moto roulette, and the great wheels, they grind our lives senselessly flat, and the green parks and the ballparks and the car parks spread wide. And we bitch at the bitumen covering the hillside. Oh, my mother, I search out the places where I can lie flat with my face in your clover and over whisper your name. Gaia. Great mother, mountain and valley. Oh, my mother, I climb your tall trees. And at the topmost position, I ride in your breeze. And I dream that one day, I can be you and see you. And be you again and again and again. Oh, my lady, I love you, as I always will, as that part of you walking the brow of your hill, by diving deep in your eyes of still water pool, drawing sparkling conclusions from deep down your wishing well. A jewel of the lightning night, calls me away. Is that moon in the lake a reflection? Or am I awake in your sky? Draw me down like the rain. Roll me down to the sea. Raise me up and condense me like the mist in the trees. With a puff of your breath, let the south wind blow through me, till the mist may be gone, and the sunset shine clearly. Just as earth gives us birth, so like birds we could fly, she will make us immortal, by taking us back when we die, when we die, when we die. Thank you.